How destitute does Capitol Records have to be to sign a video game character?
Oh, we coming in hot. Okay.
I don't understand. Oh. Right? Like, is Def Jam going to sign Sub-Zero next?
What? They had that Def Jam game.
No. Those were all real rappers first that they animated.
Were. They did. Yes, that was before their time. You seem upset a little bit.
Because there's a rapping... I don't even know what it is. It's not a robot, right? It's just AI that...
Yeah, it's just a...
Has a voice.
3D created thing.
These people get kicked out of Boston, people that are trying to build the robots that are going to kill us all?
No, I don't think they
were. Like, you guys aren't going to accept us? We're going to make the robot that raps the soundtrack to the human's demise.
I mean, that'd be kind of cool, actually.
What part of that is cool?
The part that we have a soundtrack to our demise.
Why do I care what's playing when I die? Ask someone in the hospital on their deathbed if they would like a mixtape.
Well, I mean, we
and then come back to me and tell me if it's cool to have a robot that raps about how robots are going to kill us all.
Well, I mean, we did the episode where we talked about what we weren't playing on our funeral.
Uh-huh.
Go back. It's a great episode that people haven't... Actually, for people the first time listening, who are you?
I'm Will, and I do not care what you listen to once I am dead. However, while you're alive, I would prefer if you listened to me.
That's a great introduction.
On Head Above Hypocrisy.
There we go.
Since we like to pretend that you're starting at episode who knows what this is.
New listeners, man. Your show's growing every day. You have multiple shows. So
I find it hard to believe that somebody would be willing to listen and not know who I am before listening.
Maybe FN Mecca is listening.
Stop. Please.
I'm Marcus, and I'm okay. I welcome the AI overlords. If you've heard from past episodes, I'm not sure about this
you
guy.
You sound like you smoke cigarettes. I love the cancer. It's great. I don't have to worry about haircuts anymore. It's fantastic.
I can't even finish my intro. Yeah,
sign me up for chemo.
I'm confused on that. I'm confused that he got a record deal with Capitol Records, and there's billion rappers out here trying to.
Do you have any idea how upset I would be if I were a rapper and I found out that someone that doesn't exist got signed?
Did you talk to
How terrible do all of the other rappers have to be for them to sign a rapper that doesn't exist? Like, all right, we've got thousands of tangible human rappers we could sign. Nah, it's cool. Let's just sign this algorithm that's got to pop an Instagram account. You know what? I'm gonna go give a rapper a hug. I don't know which one or who, but I feel like the entire rapper community needs a hug because this is a gigantic L placed on rap. Although, it's y'all fault because the type of rap that this thing does is like it couldn't do what is it? Late 90s, early 2000 rap. There's too many, you know, there's too much soul. There's too much, you know, there's too much human in it. But apparently it's easy for robots to mimic drug addled hum tunes. But at any rate, I'm going to go find, I think we should, you know, take this time to go give a rapper a hug. You know how they like to, you know, waste liquor for dead people. Let's give some hugs to some rappers.
Shout out bars.
Well, they are aggressive. Maybe daps instead of hugs because I'm too old to be explaining myself to grown men and I don't want to have to fight one of these little uppity. You know, teenage daps. I'm gonna go dap a gang member. Don't hug them. It's not safe. Hopefully, you didn't run and go do it already. Maybe we can fix that in post. I found that you can't hug rap. You just have to.
Oh.
If you find yourself like a Drake,
yeah.
He loves hugs.
Oh, okay.
And even if he doesn't love him, he's not going to tell you, right? So it's fine. And Chris Brown will let you hug him. He's not really a rapper, but he raps
right.
when he's bored.
Mm.
And only it costs you $1,000 and you can hug him. You can take a picture of it. You can post it. All kind of stuff. So there are rappers you can hug. You just can't hug all of them. They're kind of, you know, they're like, oh God, this is going to suck. They're like dogs in a way. You know, they're aggressive breeds and there's docile breeds.
Mm.
It's same thing with rappers, right? Like, so Drake is like a German shepherd.
Okay.
And so you can, you know,
you can pet him.
No, actually, I'm sorry. Drake is like, what is Lassie? Not a Cocker Spaniel. I don't know my dogs. We can get a white person on the show.
They would know what Lassie is.
Right.
So
Drake is like a Lassie type dog, right? Yeah. Yeah.
A collie of some sort?
Yeah. He'd pull you out the lake if you slip and fell in it, right?
Okay.
And write a song about it. You can hug Lassie.
Yes.
Because Lassie saves lives. Lassie speaks human.
Right.
Lassie is, you know, witty.
Effin' Mecca does not.
Does not have Lassie.
No, I'm trying to understand, like, you're telling us the rappers we can hug.
Right.
Which I appreciate.
They need hugs because is his name?
FN Mecca.
What, does that stand for something?
I don't know. I would have to ask the creators of him. He looks like Tekashi 6ix9ine, but like, if Tekashi decided to only stick to blue and have his jaw replaced with like something.
It looks like Tekashi 6ix9ine lost a fight with like a Walmart Sims game.
So some dude named Anthony Martini, he's the chief music officer.
Named after a drink.
What his last name is. His partner at Slip.stream. He said, technically speaking, Effin' Mecca is actually voiced by a human.
Right. I read three sentences of the story and then realized that that was too much bandwidth to give to this terrible waste of code.
You're right. So let me just... That was the whole story right there. Do it all. Hey. Yes, I'm still using paper because I...
We don't want Effin' Mecca to hear us. And
we don't... Yeah, he'd take over my
laptop. Because... they're going to be what, AI podcasters, right?
We don't want that.
I don't need that. So,
but that does bring me to like opportunities, man. Like opportunities in life. Like I feel like you said, that is a slap in the face to all these other rappers that try hard, and
they got that shooting robot. It's only a matter of time before they try to enter him in the draft. The Knicks could use it.
Is it basketball shooting robot?
Yeah. But it can't move or anything. And it's got a giant hand and it looks crazy. But
yeah, as one of the last two Knicks fans, me and Stephen A. Smith, I'm pretty sure somehow the Knicks wouldn't. They mess up that draft and not sign the perfect shooting robot. But yeah, just
definition of a set shooter.
Rappers. Like that used to be a safe profession. Not at all. But it
I don't think
be,
it ever used to be safe.
Well, it used to be something.
I don't think anyone ever described being a rapper as
oversaturated.
Librarian is safe.
Oversaturated job.
Whole Foods.
Maybe even career if people would tip back into the other podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you can't have rapper as a job. There's no. I don't even know that you can apply to be one.
Hey, you apply to yourself.
You apply to yourself?
Oh, mine.
What? What?
You apply your mind to the task of being a rapper.
Right, but the way a job works is you do a task and you are compensated for it. So if you apply to yourself and you pay yourself in mental bucks, then I don't know that that's a real job.
I see your point there. All right, well, look, the point is, the point that I'm trying to make is that
cognitive coins.
Capitol Records. How are they even going to spend this? How is he going to even... How is
I want to know who's currently signed to Capitol. Because if I was a human artist on Capitol, I would be calling all types of meetings and sending strongly worded emails. And it's like, what? It's not even a whole robot. Like, this thing can't even do concerts.
Right. No, it can't.
It will. They're just going to put a giant screen because people will show up. And if you say to meet at a place and there are tickets to be sold...
Mm.
They'll come watch the screen of, you know, it'd be just a live feed of the Instagram account, like the six posts and the 30 seconds of song.
And actually, maybe this is what Capitol needed, because looking at their list of artists, they're not doing too well. 50 Cent. That's Capitol Records. He ain't put out an album in forever.
Sam Smith. You open with they're not doing too well. Yeah. And the first person you mention is 50 Cent.
When is the last time 50 put out an album?
I don't know, but I know that he was in an argument with 8 people yesterday.
That doesn't help Capitol Records. They are into selling records. That's why they hired or signed
Effin. I don't care nothing about Capitol Records. I care about Head Above Hypocrisy and this little angry man coming over to my garage. Like, hey, yo, son.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, no, I got you.
Can we
okay.
pick some less threatening examples, please?
Sam Smith.
Why don't you open with Sam Smith? You're going to open with 50. Are you serious? What is wrong? Yeah, 50 Cent sucks. He's terrible.
I didn't mean he sucks or is terrible. Sorry.
No, you meant that he's amazing at not making music? What kind of backhanded compliment?
Hold on, let me fix this, please.
Yeah, that's great.
To the people that know Mr. Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent, I mean
great.
That.
Now we're using his whole game.
I mean that, like, you know, he has different business ventures. You know, he has power. He has the vitamin water, maybe stop possibly. I don't know, but like
sold that.
Okay, so he has other he has business moves he's making. So he has no time making music. Anyways, Daddy Yankee.
So would you like honest feedback on that apology or
nope?
Because I just feel like for Matt starters, no one likes to be addressed as if their mother is talking to them by their full entire name, especially if your goal is to get forgiveness from said person. I wouldn't open with a scolding.
Is that not how that works?
It has not worked for me in the past. Huh. You probably, yeah, I don't think
Curtis. Does it help that I was like pointing my finger at the mic when I was saying it too? Like,
no, because no one knew that until you said it. So now if 50 Cent for some strange reason did hear this, he's going to think that you're pointing at him while calling him by his full name.
Nat King Cole was a
jolly old soul.
Capitol Records artist. Paul McCartney.
This fool mentioned it. How long? Nat King Cole has been dead longer than I have been alive.
These are some of the top artists signed to Capitol Records.
Okay.
Obviously, they needed new talent, so they got Effin Mecca.
Dead people don't count. I can't believe you said Nat King Cole. He sings Chestnuts Roasting on the Freaking Fire.
Snoop Dogg. I said 50 earlier.
You're making a case for Effin Mecca right now. Like, I don't want to listen to him because I am pretty sure that it is an algorithm from somewhere bad that is brainwashing people. It was the Kingsman plot or there is no way that a AI rapping robot is good for the human race in any way, shape or form.
You might be right.
Too many real rappers exist.
Okay.
Also, why are we trying to teach AI how to feel so strongly that they can make rap songs? Rap is like one of the most passionate music forms that exists, right? It comes out of, you know, all of the struggle and the oppression and all, you know, just being black, really. So not only can we not have that because big business has been just completely messed it all up. Now they're trying to give it to the robots. Why do we don't have a country singing robot? We don't have a classical, just straight to rap.
Yeah.
They don't.
Well, I mean, it's the worst form of rap. It's like mumble rap. So
still, like, it's the worst form that sells the most units, though. So it's reaching them, like, just because I don't like it, it's not for me, doesn't mean it's not effective, right? Like, that's something that I had to accept as a, you know, old head, I guess now. All the music I like, nobody is buying. So they're not going to make a Nas bot because it's going to get 8 listeners. But they're going to make an Effin Mecca because Thugga, Gunna, and whoever else has got millions and millions of ears and eyes. Right, everybody wants to see what they're doing. So I don't fault them for how they made the thing.
Okay,
I fault us for accepting, applauding, and pedestalizing it.
Mm.
I can't even say we should be better because we've failed in every other. Why would we stop at rapping robot? I keep calling it rapping robot. It's not a robot. It's just it's an Instagram account.
It's not even like it's TikTok actually.
Fine.
It said that TikTok is doing more famous than Instagram. But the point is, it's basically an augmented reality kind of thing. It's not tangible. You can't touch him or punch him.
Right.
And, yeah, he's out here.
I wonder if it's going to have beat with the Tupac hologram. Maybe they'll have, like, a battle. That'd
be interesting.
Just dig up all the dead real rappers and have them battle the fake rap. Like, you get put 8 laptops on a stage. And then I guarantee you, you could fill a state arena. People would pay hundreds of dollars to watch laptops argue.
Yeah, of course.
I guarantee
it. Of course.
And I want copyright. It was my idea. You paying me. You heard it here first on Head Above Hypocrisy. Right. Anybody goes to a laptop show and I don't get a check, I'm showing up and unplugging everything. I'm pouring water on all the laptops. It's going to be a terrible show.
Terrible.
I'm going to go to wherever FN Mecca's server is and kick it out the wall. I bet you there's no redundancies. Why would you back that foolishness up?
I mean,
it sounds like, you know, a drunken code dare gone awry.
So he's already gotten a record deal. When does it stop? Like, when he gets his first record? I mean,
I don't think it does. I think this is just a testament to how worthless record deals are.
Oh, like, you really don't need a record label now, right?
No. I don't think that means anything. Like, it used to be like, I signed this deal, it's all super, like, they don't have the money to give to people anymore, either.
Oh.
Like, they signed this thing, but they don't have to pay anybody, because it doesn't exist.
Don't they have to pay, like, the creators of it?
Maybe, the but how much do they have to really, I mean.
Wait, so that's the thing, too. So, like, the guy that voices, like, I don't get it. Is he just speaking for it? Is he...
So that's reading, you need a smart person on the show to break that down. I don't know if it's artificial intelligence and that's what's driving it, right? Like, so the raps and all the stuff that it's coming up with are a result of its own
coming up with this
computer connections, right?
It's like, how can I be an idiot rapper? Oh, I got it.
I don't think that the way that you upload the voice or whatever is having them like rap or saying, you just say a bunch of regular sentences. Like, they have you say a whole bunch of different stuff, and then they upload your voice into the...
Got you. Okay.
The full code, and then the AI, like, that's the voice that it uses.
It uses whoever's voice
to do everything.
Huh.
So it's not... You just say, like, I went to the store. I like cornflakes. Smock. Whatever. Like, you say a bunch of stuff, and they send that up, and then the AI... Yeah, that's
machine learning and all that stuff.
That's okay, where it gets its tonality and stuff from.
Do they pay the person that?
I mean, I'm sure they have to pay the two people that wrote the code or created it.
But
I wonder what that negotiation went like. It's different than, like, do they get an advance so that, like, you can go buy digital rent? Like, the way that rappers spend money is very in a very tangible, like, real time on earth kind of way. Like, I guess it could go buy a bunch of Bitcoin. That's probably a risky investment these days. But, you know, rappers are not notoriously great investors, at least not really. Starting out. Usually they got to lose a bunch of money first.
How old is FN Mecca?
A few weeks. I don't know.
Sorry. It was a stupid question. I'm just blown away. I'm waiting for him to win the first hip hop award or BET award. If he wins one, I will laugh my ass off. As, like, new artist of the year?
It's scary, man. It's kind of a subtle assault on the arts, right? Like, because that's what separates us from animals, machines. That's what's supposed to make humans so different than everything else, is that we can feel. And part of feeling is to be able to create art, right? Yes. It has no functional purpose in this world, but it makes you feel things, right? Music makes you feel stuff. Sculptures make people feel things. Pictures, photo, all that art. Right. Art, what is it? It cites emotion. So to create artificial intelligence that can artificially process emotion in an artistic way is, I don't know. It's like playing Frankenstein with the arts, right? Like, it's a slippery slope, right? So how... Robot apocalypse aside, I think that it muddies the arts, and it could, I don't know that it could, you know, I don't think it'll kill the arts. That's the thing about humans. Humans appreciate human creations, right? So there'll always be a market for things that people have made, especially if the market for artificially created things explodes. But I just feel like there's some things that should be left human, right? Like, we don't have to improve. We don't have to tech out everything. Like, let people sculpt. Let people paint. Let people play the guitar. Let these kids mumble, even. Like, it again, it's not for me, but people like it. And that's fine. That's okay, right? Like, I don't like black licorice, but Red Vine continues to package and mass produce it. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, new rap is black, is audio black licorice. I don't like it. I don't understand why they keep making it. But clearly there's a market because it stays on the shelves. So, you know, but it's human people. Like, I could go to their show and, you know, be sonically assaulted if I wanted to. I don't know that that's necessary. Like, what good does that do society, right? That's the whole point of computers and technology and AI. It's making computers smart enough so we don't have to think enough to press the buttons that make them do stuff, right? Like, it's ease of use and all that stuff. Are we so lazy that we don't want to make our own art? Is that the point? Like, what is the point of this thing? Like, you know, going to the studio is too much work. Let's just, you know, write a program that makes up raps while we're sleeping. I mean, who needs that? What's it for? I don't understand. It seems dangerous and dangerously unnecessary.
Right.
It's I get it. It's cool. And that's the thing that sucks for, like, you know, smart people, scientists and all that stuff. I understand, like, you keep pushing, right? Like, you figure one thing out and you're like, oh, well, let's see if this works. And then that works. Then, like, next thing you know, oh, snap, we made this AI and it's for real, like, rapping songs, right? Sound like stuff I hear on the radio. Again, cause the radio is so bad. No, I'm going to get off that horse, but, so I am able to see that side, but, like, also, you're so damn smart. Like, don't, that's why we, you know, boundaries, stop, figure out a way to make it, steer it in a more productive direction. Don't just aimlessly press forward. Right.
Is this a ploy, do you think, to get people on to, like, remember how the social media world launched not that long ago, the VR world, the metaverse or whatever? I think this might be a ploy to get more people into the metaverse, because he's going to be throwing concerts and all this other crap inside that thing.
I mean, maybe. I'm an old head, so I don't understand that metaverse. And I like video games. Like, I play Beat Saber. It's great. I think the boxing games are a cruel joke. And I played, like, 2 rounds and almost kicked a hole through my television. That's right. Boxing. Kicked a hole. Don't ask. But I think that I am too much in the dad bubble to be able to fully immerse myself in a virtual place. And I think that that's, you know, that's sort of the I don't know, gift and curse, if you will, of being a parent, right? Like, I could never fully commit to the metaverse because we got school in the morning and Pippa wants flakes and Jameson wants nuggets and, you know, they got put the shoes on, they keep putting them on the wrong feet. Like, I have stuff to do. So, like, right. I feel like you gotta have a lot of time to really immerse yourself in that kind of stuff. And I don't know.
Fair enough. I also feel like, since one, Effin' Mecca's song Florida Water.
Of course,
Florida. Right, of course. I feel like since he's just in
water,
just,
that actively lowers your IQ.
He's just a machine learning kind of algorithm. Isn't he just like the original biter or the ultimate biter? Because he's just probably, like, reciting lines he's already learned from other rappers and then just, like, saying it in a mumble rap tone.
I mean,
one of his lines, if I may. Just bust it. Oh, just put it on my Lord. Tab. I don't see the prices. Throw it in my bag. Always in a foreign when I dash. Clean water VVS diamonds bust down. Make it splash. Terrible lyrics. But I feel like the bust down, make it splash, all that.
See, he's not even authentic. AI. You should be rapping about like Intel Pentium chips and bandwidth and fiber optics.
Things
speeds.
That are in his neighborhood and let he okay.
What's he gonna do with a VV? Like you can't. You're not tangible. These are human items. Even if you could buy them, they would just sit in a warehouse next to your server.
You would respect them more.
It's stupid. That means
you would respect the rap.
That's
more
hip. It's rap. That's it's supposed to be authentic. What does rap have if not its authenticity? That was people's problem with 6ix9ine and the like, right? Like the lack of authenticity. Facts. It's not that you have to be a gangster. You have to be tough, right? Like there's plenty of rappers that have different personas that aren't solely about, you know, I shoot you so many times and rub cocaine in your face or whatever it is,
Little
right?
Dickie, that right. Terrible like, dude named I,
well,
Logic. Let's just stick to Little Dicky. Little Dicky.
No, I mean,
I'm not a fan of Logic.
Yeah, that also is. You can't. I don't know that you can make like suicide music. That's probably not.
That's not. Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. They need a soundtrack, right? Really. Like, I think they just need to face their problems and go to therapy and whatever it is that they
but
need.
But yeah, just not a fan of Logic.
He has fans. I think he had. He retired and then came back, and then Joe Budden told him he was the worst thing he'd ever heard. Yeah. That probably wasn't great for his career. But at any rate, there are a better example would be J. Cole.
Oh, I love J. Cole.
Right, but he's just himself, and that's what he raps about, being himself and what he's going through today and or this album run, right? Like he they never shot nobody. He ain't had no tattoos. He's just Cole. And wildly successful at it. But he's authentic, and that's why people like him. And that's why people like whoever they like, because they feel that they are authentically, even the little hop steps of the world or whatever they are, right? Like they are authentically that, full of tattoos and piercings, and eventually, occasionally they make music. That's your jam? So be it. You know, so, but there's more to it than just, you know, the original mold of like, you know, the NWA build, right? Like things there's a broader spectrum evolved to it.
Yeah.
So it's not about, but the authenticity, I think, remains key as a focal point. Like that's to me, that's, I think, why so many different types of, I don't know, personality types or whatever are able to come out as artists in rap or hip hop, because they are being authentically themselves and they also happen to like rap. So this is me expressing myself via rap. And, you know, for the most part, we as the culture are accepting of that. It's this year is the most, you know, non-authentic something could possibly be. And then it's rapping about being human. Right. Like that's off putting and not authentic all at the same time. Like, you know, I don't get it. I feel like we need to have some, but it's like the internet. There's no rules. Right. Like, and they're not going to be any until, well, not a little chess playing robot already done broke the little boy's finger. So I am sure, well, I'm not sure, but eventually we'll have to have some sort of, you know, rules or regulations to how smart you can make these things, or like what you can code into your toaster.
Is it weird that they made FN Mecca like some weird color? Oh, he looks like a Tekashi. Like I thought they would make, like, would it have been more offensive if they'd have made like a dark skinned Jamal rapper?
I don't think that.
Would that be more offensive? Like, if these two dudes would have made it, and then Capitol Records would have been like, yeah, let's sign this guy.
Jamal the Rapping Token Bot?
Like, yes. Yeah, I like that name. Let's go with that. Instead of Effin Mecca, let's go with Effin Hotep.
I mean,
like, would the culture have even been like, well, wait, what is, like, are y'all trying to replace us now?
I think if they had any control and or input on how this thing visually presented, I feel like they didn't go with the Jamal token bot build, because they would have skipped past the fact that it's an AI rapping thing and just accused him of being racist, because it's basically virtual blackface. So I think that it's smart that they made it an orange green haired, you know, Skeeter from Doug looking character as opposed to a black person of any token otherwise. Cause that, I, you know, or maybe they should have done it and then it wouldn't have, you know, they wouldn't have gotten a record deal. So I maybe I would have preferred to have been offended because now I got to deal with a soundtrack to our death. I'm being a pigeonhole with the Terminator people. Like, this fool told me this would be fun. I've been eating crickets for months. There's 8 humans left in this sector. I haven't had fun in years. It's not even a word that we recognize as people anymore. We've completely removed it from our language because we live underground 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. And effing Mecca is blasting through every speaker above ground. As the dancing toasters, you know, sweep through the grounds looking for stray humans.
Right.
Because we already got the, that's what's happening next. F and Mecca's gonna, they, now that he's signed the Capitol, they're gonna reach out to Boston
Dynamics
Death Bots, and they're gonna have the dancing toasters as backup dancers for the concert screen.
Oh,
they're gonna, when they have to battle laptops,
yeah,
you can have the robots come out dancing. And, you know, as they're cheering, they're going to go out in the crowd and just start breaking people's necks.
You know, I'm glad that in this...
it was a malfunction. Remember the chess robot? It was just some bad code. The kid got a cast for his finger. It's fine. You guys will get neck cast. It's okay. For those that you've died, you know, bad code. It happens.
I'm happy that in this...
We'll work on a restore.
In this post-apocalyptic world, Head Above Hypocrisy is still around.
Well, yeah, they're I don't think they're going to remember to make FN Podcaster, because by the time they get to Podcaster, the robots will already be eating people and stuff.
Right, so. No, that's...
We'll just be podcasting somewhere telling people, you know, what's going on. I tried to tell you idiots to stop making rappers and dancing robots and stuff. To make something to just make food or just makes clothes. Why? What? Everybody watched the Jetsons. And this is the stuff we get. Yeah. Why don't I have a car that folds into a suitcase? Why is my job not just pressing one button or making a single gear? Why does my dog not have a treadmill that floats in space, is only half an inch long, just goes in a... We got rapping robots and... No, we have rapping algorithms and dancing robots.
Right. Well, I think we're waiting for global warming to happen.
That's when I get the suitcase car?
Yeah, why else are we all living in the sky in the Jetsons world? Because you can't live on the bottom because water's everywhere.
I don't think there's going to be water everywhere.
That was the dark side of the Jetsons, I say. Anyways, the runway is in sight.
The dark side of the Jetsons is that George is like 40-something years old, and his wife is like, I think, was like 16 when they had the kid. Like somebody,
I'm sorry, what?
Somebody Wikipedia'd the Jetsons and found out like the years everybody was born.
Yeah.
And they did the math, and like apparently there's a 9 and 12 month chance that George statutorily
had
bamboozled
with Jane, his now wife,
his wife, and that's why she gets the whole wallet instead of just the $2, because she'll tell.
Well, if you happen to have a wallet out there and you would like to use some of those funds, where could they go to support you?
Oh, man. Go to headabovehypocrisy.com and buy one of everything so that I can build a robot that fights the robot that sings and kills us.
Well, I mean, you are working like 12 jobs. You have rideshare rants.
Why is nobody working on Rosie? I don't understand.
Rosie's boring.
Uh-huh. I didn't say I wanted excitement. I wanted service. Robots aren't designed to excite. That's not their job. Their job is
Japan and the sex robots.
I have nothing to say to Japan or their sex robots. That is a service. I don't know that it's necessary. It's a unique service, but a service nonetheless. I would venture to say that a sex robot is more useful than effing Mecca.
Oh, definitely. I'd agree with that.
So, you know, I just leave the arts alone. That's not an art per se. I mean, I guess kind of. No, it's not. That's a podcast for another day.
Would that be on your dad's Twitter podcast?
I mean, I guess it could be that you. I feel like you wouldn't need the dad's corner if you stuck with the sex robots. So, you know, until they start making baby bots. Didn't one of them want to have babies?
Yeah.
You shut that thing down right now. Immediately. Pull all the plugs, melt the hardware, wipe the hard drive, get rid of it. Bury it in all the different oceans separately. That, no. Absolutely not. We already got somebody to perform at the wedding. No. No. We got dancers and a singer, and you got a robot that wants to have babies.
Here's a painter.
What?
One of them paints.
Yeah, the invisible. That doesn't count, though. That was stupid. They were trying to build a witty robot, and it was, I painted an invisible paint. You don't get out of here, slow bot, with your stupid tricks. Anyway. I'm sick of robots. I'm about to go 100% analog. I'm gonna be out in the woods with in a treehouse, making bow and arrows, looking for Robin Hood. No, I couldn't do that. I need a good internet connection. I just need people to make useful robots. Smart people. I should have been a scientist or something. I wish that I could go get a better brain so I could make some robots that we need. I would build Rosie. I would make a car that turns into a suitcase. I would build everything from the Jetsons, and we would have none of these problems. Meanwhile, you guys are trying to build Terminator iRobots, and you want one that will sing a song. What? I would even take Johnny Five with his one laser, because at least he was friendly. He probably had no bars, but he was nice. He was trying to help people. He had them stupid tank treads, so it was like dumb RoboCop. Bad guy that couldn't walk downstairs when RoboCop was fighting them goblin robots, and like they were beating everybody's ass, and then it came down a narrow twisty stairway and just fell into a neat pile of bad guy bot pieces. So I hope that there's a fail safe for FN Mecha when he takes over the entire radio waves and every station is just his one Florida Juice song, whatever it is. It's all connected. Why would you do this to us, you stupid smart people? I can't stand smart people. It's just they're useless and so helpful all at the same time. Look at Elon. He gave us the Tesla and turned into a giant asshole. Why can't you guys just? Even the Amazon dude, he's going to space recreationally. We down here fighting monkey chicken pox and stuff, and nobody wants to go to work. Inflation is crazy. Gas, $8 a gallon. I'm going to just go to space. If you don't sit your ass. They all need to just go to headabovehypocrisy.com. Go to the / shop and buy hoodies. And I think that would just put things right with the world. If we all just had some adult adolescent hoodies to let everybody know that we're not as grown as we think we are. We still like cartoons and ice cream on Saturday. We just got to work because gas is $8 a gallon because Bezos wants to go to the fucking moon. I'm sorry, people. Rich people upset me because I'm poor. And that's just, you know, that's how money works. No, I feel for you rappers. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's what I see happening. I see FN Mecha taking over all the radio waves. And anytime you listen to music, it's just his one song. And I see him not making any other songs. You guys don't need any other songs. This whole genre sounds the same. So now listen to this one, you stupid humans. Dancers, kill. And they just go pirouetting with samurai swords. And I guess the one will paint us an invisible sculpture to depict human life. Will be remembered by an invisible robot painting. All thanks to FN Mecha. Or everyone could listen to Head Above Hypocrisy instead. This would be a bandwidth battle. So everybody tune in. I'll start live streaming. I'll never get off the microphone. I'm not going to rap because I have too much respect for people that do it correctly. But I can talk incessantly, obviously. I've been on the runway for weeks now. These passengers have been held captive. They are upset because, you know, as soon as you touch down, they get immediately anyway. So now they are dressed Everybody's got their bags. The plane is deplaned on the inside, and I'm just, you know, I'm the captain, just talking, you know, about the flight and these robots. You heard the new F in Mecca? Florida Juice? Oh, you heard that already? Well, he released it again. I couldn't hear any of the landing commands because he's got all of the radio waves. Apparently Jesus still exists because that's how we got here. I don't know how we landed the plane. I really don't. But it's landed now, and I'm going to let you guys go because I've been talking for far too long. Robots, if you can hear this, I hate you. But I hate your creators more. We should have known better. Smart people are so stupid. They don't listen to the show. That's the problem. I'm going to send this to NASA. No, I'm going to send it to Boston. No, I'm not. They don't deserve it. F in Mecca, Florida.